I still feel like a crazy person.
Okay, why?
Well, yesterday, remember when I came running down the hallway? It's like 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, did you just hear footsteps on the roof?
Oh, right. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, so I told one of the engineers, I'm like, early this morning, I was in the main studio. It was quiet in there, and I heard dunk, 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 and then footsteps running across the roof. That was weird. In a commercial building? What the hell? So I told you, you looked at me like I had nine heads, and then I told the engineer, and he's like, yeah, I'll go up there and look. So I asked him again this morning. He's like, I didn't see anything.
Oh, maybe it was all in your head, man.
Well, I'm starting to think that. Was it all in my head?
Maybe it's like when you wake up in the middle of the night and you hear a noise, you're like, there's an intruder.
Mm.
There's an intruder. Then you go down and it was the cat or something
like
that.
Yeah. Hello, who's in here?
Who's there?
Oh, I have a pen knife.
Are we still doing this? A lawn chair is a good time chair, but you're aware of that. It falls down to half the size so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time in my own lawn chair. Woo! Welcome to another episode of the Lawn Chair Prophets. I'm Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly over there. We took a few weeks off. You were on vacation. I was on vacation. Now I'm going on vacation again. Yeah, then I think I'm going to go on vacation.
Wow. There's
a lot of vacation going on.
Sure is. Anyway, coming up on this particular edition of Lawn Chair Prophets, we're going to talk about the coolest thing your parents ever brought home from work. When you were a kid, parents, for some reason, always got free stuff. Well, no, neither did I, because our parents were both teachers.
Yeah, that's lame.
They never brought anything home except for homework.
Yeah, report cards.
Boring. Also, things that instantly make you stop liking someone. Like, there's just certain things people do. You're like, ooh, yeah, they just went to a bad place with me.
It can be someone you just met. It can be someone you've known forever. And all of a sudden they do something and you're like,
done.
Written off.
Yeah. But first, the most rewatched movie ever.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly are the Lawn Chair Prophets. Two guys just watching the world go by.
So you had a story the other day. It was out of the UK?
Yes, because I read a lot of newspapers from around the world. That's just what I do.
You actually get physical copies of newspapers delivered to your home.
Yeah, I hang them on meter sticks and read them in my leisure.
Yeah.
And I was reading one out of the UK, and they had recently done a little study, a little survey, that found the most rewatched movie in people's lives. And they crunched all the numbers and found that on average, most people have rewatched Die Hard 12 times. And that's the most rewatched movie.
I think I've seen it two or three times. I enjoyed it, but I don't feel like I need to watch that one 12 times.
No, I've probably only seen it all the way through in one sitting once.
Yeah, I think, though, because it is a Christmas movie, and don't even argue with me, it's because it's on the TV every year around the same time, and people probably just sit and watch it. A lot of the ones that people were calling in and texting in about were movies that you happen to watch over the holidays. Christmas Vacation was one of them, because it's on every year. Elf was another one.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think I need to see Elf again.
No, I definitely don't want to watch. I'm seeing it advertised right now. Do you know Christmas in July is a thing?
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
There's Are like we a, that bored?
There's a TV channel that's playing a bunch of Christmas movies right now. So I just saw an advertisement. I don't need to watch that in July. I need to watch that once in December. That's it.
It was fantastic. That's a great movie, but I'm a little burned out on it. Although I do still laugh out loud like an idiot child when he chugs that bottle of Coke or whatever, and then he belches really, really loud. Did you hear that? That gets me every time.
Yeah. So Die Hard was number one. Mm-hmm. There was other ones high on the list. Like, you know, the original Star Wars movies were high on the list.
Yeah, we get it. You're into Star Wars.
I think The Lion King was weirdly high on that list.
What? Lion King?
Yeah.
Ooh, you know Simba's dad dies, right?
Oh, my.
Spoiler?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, boy.
Mufasa.
Hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Are you impressed that I knew that?
Sure.
I was trying to think long and hard about what my most rewatched movie is.
I keep flip-flopping back and forth on mine.
I'm pretty sure it's Anchorman.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
It's just a work of art.
It is. No, it's a piece of cinema.
A fine piece of film.
Mm-hmm. No, I go back and forth between Anchorman and, for some stupid reason, Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know why I've seen that movie so many times, and I laugh every time I watch it still. And a lot of people are like, Napoleon Dynamite? That's not funny. It's not particularly laugh-out-loud funny, but when you sit and watch that and you realize that these people actually got this movie made, it's a movie that really doesn't have much story to it.
No, not at all.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. I just marvel at the fact, and I laugh at the fact that they got that movie made.
I think I saw it when it came out,
mm-hmm.
and then saw it again like within the last couple years, and I'm probably good for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason it just never jived with me.
It's a highly quotable movie, Bryce Kelly.
It's no Anchorman.
Kip, bring me my chapstick. Well, Tina, eat your ham. I could do Napoleon Dynamite all day if you like.
Tina's a goat, right?
Tina is a lamb.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Llama?
Yeah.
Llama.
They're all the same to me.
Yeah. Anyway, let's grab this right here. Hi.
I think ones I've probably seen the most would be the first two Batmans with Michael Keaton or Ghostbusters. Because, of course, they're 80s movies, and when you grow up in the 80s, you've seen it, like, you can just watch it a whole ton of times. New School, I know you'll agree with Talladega Nights and Step Brothers.
Oh, God, Step Brothers. See, now, anytime somebody mentions Step Brothers, I have to show that one scene. Hang on, I'll just get the video.
Oh, are you going to do the song?
Got to do the song.
It's so flat. You don't even look good while you're singing. The worst thing I've ever heard. This is $1,200 a week for voice lessons, and this is what I get? Okay, I'm going to save it with the solo.
Bow, bow, I'm dead. And I can sing high like this. And I can sing high.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh.
Holy crap, Derek and his family in the Range Rover singing Guns N' Roses.
Every time I hear that song, that's all I think about, for real. I can't even think about anything else. The quotes from both of those movies, I could like ramble off at least a dozen quotes right off the bat.
Does anyone ever mention Catalina without somebody bringing up the Catalina wine mixer?
I don't doubt it now.
Okay. Hey, always good to hear from you, Janine. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
God, that was a great movie.
Step Brothers is incredible.
I've watched that a lot. I don't know if I've watched it as much as Anchorman or Napoleon Dynamite, though. But it would be in my top five.
It's creeping up there. I was just on TV the other day, and I watched like that scene where his brother's trying to sell the house, and Will Ferrell's mowing the lawn dressed as a Nazi. Oh, my God.
And the mom in that movie, she, Mary...
Oh.
Steenburgen?
Oh, she's married to Ted Danson, isn't she?
Yes. She has never changed. She never ages.
No.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Every single movie, she looks exactly the same.
Oh, she's great in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
When she comes outside and they're fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
One's holding a bike. It's the bike.
Yeah, good call, Janine. I would agree. Will Ferrell movies came up a lot. Talladega Nights was another one that surfaced over and over again. Obviously, Anchorman. Heard a lot about Dodgeball.
Yes.
That's another one that just came on TV.
Yeah, that one is high on my list as well. I like the movie. I'm not overly in love with it, but it seems to be on TV every other day, especially when there's nothing else on. So you just go, all right, I'll watch this again.
Yeah. Jason Bateman in that movie. I love that guy. He's one of the commentators.
Oh. Yes, no, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
What? So talk about range, hey? He's Marty Bird in Ozark, and he's whatever his name is in Dodgeball.
Yeah, Jason Bateman.
Dodgeball, another one of those super quotable movies, that's for sure.
Yeah. If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
Uh huh.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Now, that's a good one, too. That's a solid choice.
Hello?
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's the best line from that movie.
I love that movie.
I do. And some of Jason Bateman's finest work when he's one of the commentators.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to watch that today now.
Is that your most rewatched movie, Dodgeball?
No, I'm going to have to say we watch Lord of the Rings every Christmas.
I'm a nerd.
All of the Lord of the Rings movies?
All and the extended version. We are that kind of nerd.
Oh, my God. I barely made it through the first Lord of the Rings movie.
I don't know. We've done it ever since. So we have four kids. And my oldest is 25, and we've done it since they came out on DVD, we've done it every year.
Lord of the Rings.
Those are too long to watch all the time.
I summed the first one up, and I did eventually get through the first one when it first came out on DVD, and it was just a 3-hour walk through the woods with a bunch of minor inconveniences. That's all that movie was. I hated that movie.
A lot of those types of movies based on books that people went nuts for, I just never really got into. We've talked about how I'm just watching the Harry Potter movies now. I got one Harry Potter movie left, and I'm in no rush to see it.
But because you want to savor it?
No.
Oh.
Because I don't really care.
Yeah. You know which movie came up over and over again when we were talking about this was The Princess Bride.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
I think that might be, is that the number one most rewatched movie?
I would say it's right up there.
And I don't get it. It's one of those movies that I'm so indifferent about. I've never seen it from front to back, but I've seen the whole thing 5 times in bits and pieces. And I never sort of watch it and go, yeah, this is fantastic.
No, I don't laugh at it. I don't even think it looks good. Like, it looks campy. It's not for old Bryce. Let's just put it that way.
Is it just a soothing thing to watch? Is that what it is? It's the same thing I feel about Castaway with Tom Hanks. I love that movie only because it's very quiet. There's no music. There's very little dialogue. It's just the sound of crashing waves and him talking to a volleyball.
I can listen to him talk to a volleyball all day.
Yeah. Forrest Gump. How many times did that come up?
That one came in a lot, too. I can't watch that one a lot.
Really?
No. I like it, but it's just one of those ones. It weighs on me.
I want to tell you a little story about my personal life right now, and I couldn't be a more proud dad. My 17-year-old daughter just went and bought herself a goldfish, just one goldfish, a little fish bowl, some plants for it. You know what she named her fish? Lieutenant Dan. I love that. No, she could have named it Bubba. She loves the movie Forrest Gump, but wow. No, she went with Lieutenant Dan.
Wow, Lieutenant Dan, the
fish.
Goldfish.
Yeah, the beta fish.
That's pretty
solid.
A lot
of the movies that we talked about were highly quotable movies. That seems to be, I don't know if that's what makes them popular or they're popular, therefore they're quotable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think it's because they're just easy to digest. Quotable movies are like 90 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Usually funny ones.
So I thought we should try a new game called the movie quote game.
Oh, okay.
So I will read you movie quotes. If you get all of these right, Bryce, you can have my vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a fairly new truck. It's sitting right out front. You can have that.
All right.
You get all of these right.
Playing for pink slips.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's start easy.
You had me at hello.
Oh, that's Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, you're going to need a bigger boat. Oh, I'm blanking on it.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, with a truck on the line.
Yeah, you want that truck, right?
Oh, I can't flame out on the second question.
You could use a truck. You're doing all sorts of yard work.
You're going to need a bigger boat. Oh, this is going to upset
me. We'll circle back.
Oh.
I love lamp. I love lamp.
Oh, that's Anchorman.
Okay.
Yeah, Rick Tamlin.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ooh, that's Airplane.
Okay.
Leslie Nielsen.
What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Really?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that one.
Okay, we'll circle back.
My safe word will be whiskey.
Oh, that's Hot Rod.
Of course.
That movie's incredible.
It is. Okay. You're going to need a bigger boat. Nothing.
You're going to need a bigger boat. I'm going to be furious when you tell me what it is.
Okay. Do you want to try the other one again or not?
That one, I just plain don't know.
Okay. So no truck for you. The what I want out of each and every one. That's The Fugitive.
I've never seen The Fugitive.
What? Oh, that's a good movie.
I know bits and pieces of it. I know Harrison Ford's in it. I know there's some scene where a guy jumps or is pushed out of a dam.
Yeah, that's the movie.
That's about my knowledge of The Fugitive.
Okay, here's the one you got wrong. This is the one that basically cost you a brand new truck. The Lariat version of the Ford F-150.
Oh, the
fully
Lariat.
Fully loaded. Jaws.
Oh, now I feel stupid.
Yeah.
Great.
But I guess I just got myself a brand new Subaru.
Oh, I didn't know we were going that direction with it.
Well, yeah, obviously, if I'm going to offer you my vehicle, I get yours. So I just got myself a brand new all-wheel drive Subaru.
Oh, boy.
You have questions. The Lawn Chair Profits have answers.
Garner, I don't know about you, but I've noticed that I have an ongoing list going in my head of qualities within people that either when I meet them, or they can even be people I've known for a long time, that all of a sudden something arises and instantly I dislike.
Yeah.
Immediately take a hard left turn towards Unfriendville.
Now, am I going to hear something right now in the next 5 minutes or so that will all of a sudden make me feel bad about myself?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy.
I don't
think so. You hesitated a bit?
Well, I'm not entirely familiar with your driving habits.
Oh.
But I anticipate that you'll come out clean.
Okay. So things that instantly make you stop liking somebody.
I mean, the obvious one off the hop would be for me, loud open mouth chewers.
Oh my God, yeah.
I know they say it's like a medical mental condition that when you hear chewing, you go red with rage.
It's my nails on a blackboard.
Yeah.
I could listen to nails on a blackboard all day, but if you're mowing down on some celery, I'll lose my mind.
If I were on a first date with a prospective sweetie,
mm-hmm.
things are going swimmingly. Conversation, incredible.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden our appetizer shows up. And I just hear, I can't do it.
Oh,
I can't do it. I couldn't live that life.
Yeah, the open mouth chewer, yeah.
So that's number one. That's an easy one.
Okay.
Anyone who would pronounce the word schedule as schedule? Schedule? Let me check my schedule.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I can't even handle it if you say it jokingly. Like if you're impersonating Stewie, I still can't handle schedule.
I can't tolerate that in my life.
Yeah.
And the last one, the one I'm unsure of for you.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever driven behind someone, the light is red, and instead of just driving up and stopping, they like slow to a crawl. They refuse to stop their car. They're just always inching forward.
Like you got to keep some like they're a locomotive.
Yeah.
And if you come to a complete stop, it's going to take you half an hour to get back up to speed.
Yeah. And so as a result, if I just stop, they keep inching forward. So eventually I'm going to be too far behind and then I have to move forward.
Yes.
I can't stand that person.
What is with those people?
I just go irate.
My turn?
Sure.
People who can't return their goddamn shopping cart. Pardon me.
Oh, that is a fair one.
What is it about you? And I keep seeing this post on social media now, and they use the shopping cart as the reason why we have to have laws. Because, no, and it actually, you read the whole thing, and anyone listening to this right now has probably seen this thing, and now you're going, oh my God, it's so true. It's because the returning of the shopping cart to the little cart corral thing is the simplest thing you can do. There's no law against you not doing it. It's just something that you do for other human beings.
Yes, it keeps the parking lot clear for others.
Yes.
And so the guy who collects it, as someone who had to do that for a job, it's just so much easier when you can go to one place. You don't have to go around the entire parking lot.
Speaking of parking lots, another one that drives me nuts and will instantly make me stop liking you. If you're that person who has to keep circling the lot to find the closest parking space to the entrance. When you think about it for a second, why not park way out in the back part of the lot? Fewer door dings. Also, there's wide open space out there. And the amount of time it takes you to walk from your car to the entrance, as opposed to just driving in circles, waiting for the magic spot to open, you're further ahead. So don't be that person.
My my favorite episode of Participaction was the episode where their hot tip was just to park at the farthest point in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Tell me
so
more.
Just so you can get a further walk.
Yeah, was that Hal and Joanne?
That was Hal and Joanne McLeod.
Yeah. I still think about that episode every time I park out in the back corner somewhere.
That was a real episode.
People that insist on using the speakerphone in non-speakerphone situations. Mm. I see it all the time when I'm out walking. People are out for walks talking on speakerphones. Why?
They're holding it right beside their face.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand that.
All it does is now we can hear both sides of the conversation instead of just the one. And I don't need that.
One more?
Please.
Can I do one more?
Okay.
This one seems exceptionally petty.
Ooh, the pettier the better. That's what I always say.
When a guy calls his girlfriend dude or bro. Bro, let's go jet skiing. Dude, jet ski?
Yeah, it doesn't exactly ooze romance.
What is that? That makes me crazy. Does that mean like I'm 150 years old?
No, I think there's certain people you can say dude or bro to, but your sweetie isn't one of them.
No. And I'm sure that your sweetie doesn't want to hear you calling her dude. What? Stop doing that.
No, the rule from here on out is anyone you routinely press your lips
against their lips. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't call them dude.
Or bro. Yeah. It's weird.
It doesn't matter who that person is in your life. Don't call them dude.
Do you feel better?
I feel like I got a weight off my chest.
The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly.
Now, we were saying earlier in the show, Bryce, that my parents were teachers. Your mom was a teacher.
Yeah.
So it's not like they ever brought cool things home from work.
Never. Not once.
Other than report cards.
The only thing I kind of remember is back in the day, they used to have like, it was donut day. Where you got a huge donut that would fit into like a ice cream pail, like one of those big ice cream pails. You get a huge oversized donut. And every now and again, she'd bring one of those home from when her school had donut day. And that's end of list.
That's it.
Yeah, giant donut.
Yeah. I remember a kid I went to elementary school with and his dad worked at a bottling plant that they bottled pop. And he used to bring it home all the time. Like just flats of it.
That'd be the best.
I got tap water.
It makes me want to quit this and just go work at a bottling
place. Yeah. Somebody said, when I was a kid, we lived in Saskatchewan where my dad worked for Ducks Unlimited. One day he brought home an injured red-tailed hawk. We took care of it till it could be released. It was very cool, but very scary when you're little.
I was going to say, is that protocol for Ducks Unlimited?
There's a hawk in the house.
I can imagine taking some ducklings home that need to be nursed for a bit, but taking a red-tailed hawk home, that thing will mess you up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I know anything about red-tailed hawks, they're dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Hey, my dad was a butcher. I was 3 years old. I went with him to work one day at a slaughterhouse.
Oh, my.
I just sat on a milk crate and watched.
That'll bend your frame.
So you didn't bring anything home?
Could imagine being a child.
Other than just scarring memories? Wow.
Imagine being a child at a slaughterhouse. I recently was in a butcher shop, and they were going to town on like a goat or a lamb or something. Well, and they were taking the head off.
Yeah.
And it was in full view of like me looking for steaks.
Ooh.
And even as an adult, I was like, oh my, that's a little heavy. Being a child and seeing that.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Hey, something my dad brought home from work. I grew up on an acreage, a hobby farm, if you will. One cold February day, my dad brought a baby lamb into the house.
Oh.
Mama sheep wasn't feeding it, so we nursed and bottle fed that baby lamb. My dad named her Daisy. Daisy grew up healthy and strong. Then one summer day, Daisy was dinner. The end. Oh, my God.
Wow, the finish wasn't what I expected. That
took a bit of a turn right there.
I thought I was going to say Daisy lived a long, happy life.
Nope.
Passed away peacefully under a tree.
Ooh, boy.
Nope. She was served with a nice mint sauce.
You know what our problem was, Bryce, is our parents weren't gym teachers.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Think of all the dodgeballs you'd have.
This one says, my parents were both PE teachers, physical education. My mom brought me home a balance beam.
What?
which we put in our living room for me to practice my routine on. Pretty awesome home gym staff.
I wonder if the school would feel the same way if they found out the gym teacher was taking a balance beam home.
Yeah, or a pummel horse.
I hope they had a truck and wasn't like a Honda Civic and was trying to fit a balance beam into it.
Out the sunroof. here's another good one. My dad was a butcher. When we had a Halloween party one year, he brought home large bones that still had sinew and blood on them.
Ooh.
We put those out as decorations for the party. We told people it was dismembered limbs from a human. It was the best party.
I disagree. I also think of all the ants.
Yes.
And all the bugs.
The bugs you would attract. there's a theme going here. I grew up on a farm. Dad would bring fresh calves into the house to warm them up in the winter. It was a petting zoo in our basement. Well, that's gross, especially if you had like thick shag.
Yeah, hopefully you had a good shovel.
How do you get cow ass out of shag? Especially if it's that California shag, the real long stuff. My dad worked for a limousine company. Sometimes after school, he would pick me up in his limo. Everybody would be leaving school and see the limo out front and wonder, who was the rich kid, rich enough to be driven around in that?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Then I would walk out feeling like the coolest kid in school, hop in my limo and go home. Yeah. I remember the first time I rode in a limo. And I was in Toronto, actually. And I remember thinking to myself, the window was up and it was like smoke. You couldn't see in at all. So I remember driving through downtown Toronto in the back of a limo, putting my window down so people could see me.
Put it down just a bit so they can see just a bit.
Just a little bit. Remember, feathered hair.
We were in a limo in Toronto. Remember that thing?
That thing was a piece of crap.
It was a hot pink limo. It didn't even have tinted windows.
No, it was a stretch limo, and it was me and the guy from the morning show down the hallway. We thought, you know, it'll be awesome when we all show up in Toronto. Let's hire this pink limo. It'll pick us up at the airport. It was such a piece of, I think I got VD riding in it. That's right. Not a sexually transmitted disease. I went old school and I said VD because that limo was from the era of VD.
Yeah, that thing was in rough shape.
I had to go to the hotel and just throw out all my clothes.
Yeah, it had the opposite effect. I think our social standing went backwards.
And there was no, you know how much that cost us?
No, I don't.
So Rob and I, the guy down the hallway, we split the bill on it. We each paid $250 plus tip. It was $500 just for that crappy limo, and we had to give the guy a tip.
Just to get from downtown, or from the airport to
downtown. From the airport to downtown, with no air conditioning. Remember the AC wasn't working? It was a billion degrees in there?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Somebody else said, my dad worked at an explosives factory where they made dynamite. Just kidding. He didn't bring anything home, but he did work there. Oh, see, great buildup. Not much payoff.
No, if your dad was bringing home bars of TNT.
Oh, my mom worked at Robin's Donuts.
Nice.
She got to bring home garbage bags full of donuts.
Oh, see, I'd get one big donut every blue moon.
Your mom, you know what? Your mom needs to work on donut presentation. Donuts good. Donuts in a garbage bag, bad.
Here's the thing about garbage bags. Anything that you take out of a garbage bag tastes like a garbage bag.
It does.
Don't ask me how I know that.
And it can be in the garbage bag for less than 4 minutes, and it takes on the garbage bag flavor. Should we keep going or not?
I like these.
Somebody's dad worked in asphalt or asphalt.
I call it asphalt. That's
so
just
do
me.
I. My dad worked asphalt, so we always had a good driveway. Lame.
Yeah, that sucks.
But no, this is this person's word. They said lame.
Oh, good. Okay.
But a friend, his dad worked at 7-Eleven. He would bring home all the hamburgers and subs on the day they expired. Their fridge would be bursting with convenience's finest sandwiches and sandwich accompaniments.
Just lightly expired.
Oh, one of the best nights of my life was just a few years ago. And I was out with some friends on White Avenue. And I called my wife and I said, can you come get us now? And she agreed. She came and picked us up. And on the way home, there's a 7-Eleven by that apartment you used to live in over there where I'm pointing. We came wheeling into that parking lot. My friends and I go into the 7-Eleven, and everything had just expired in the case where they keep all the hot food.
Yeah.
The guy gave us all of the food for free. All what? Of it. We got pizzas, we got wings, we got taquitos, those wedge fries,
oof,
like just bags and bags of free food. And we're still trying to get the smell out of my wife's car. That was 3 years ago. I love 7-Eleven food, though. It's my favorite restaurant.
I could go for a taquito right now.
Yeah. When we were little, my dad's place of work opened a new building. When they cleaned out the old building, he brought us home gas masks. Best toy ever, Denis. Is there anything creepier than a kid in a gas mask?
No.
There isn't, is
anyone
there?
In a gas mask.
But it's a kid, scary. For some reason, you're like, what the hell?
Nobody wearing a gas mask is doing it because something good is happening.
Yeah. No, never.
It's a sign you're in for a bad day.
Okay, do you want to hear a really sad one?
Oh, okay.
Oh, two of them, actually. Yeah, this will be back-to-back sad.
Let's take this down a notch.
Okay. My dad worked in Fort McMurray as a welder when I was a kid. Once I asked him, can you please bring me something home from work? He responded by saying, what do you want me to bring you? An empty beer bottle?
Oof.
Wow.
Wow, that one has layers. Layers of pain and sadness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another one. Here's sad on sad. My dad brought home from work, a new mom.
Ooh, spicy.
People working out some stuff on the podcast again.
That is juicy.
Yeah, he never brought home anything, but my military dad would bring home pivotal life advice like, if you're being shot at, run in a zigzag. Mm. I was 10.
What every 10-year-old needs to hear.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, don't run in a straight line.
Somebody's dad brought home containers of liquid nitrogen. Cool.
That is cool, except, well, no, I'd want to throw stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you do with it? But I would dump it on everything.
Liquid nitrogen?
Yeah.
Growing up, my mom worked at KFC. I ate a lot of leftover chicken and coleslaw from there.
Nice.
I wrote back to this person, actually, and I'm like, oh, man, lucky. And then I asked the question everyone is asking, can you still eat KFC? Their response, I can't touch that stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How is it that you could ever get tired of that? I don't understand that.
You'd really have to put in work. I could eat that daily, I feel like. Although the coleslaw can take a hike.
Really?
It's not the star of the show. Get out of here.
Oh, ooh. Coleslaw or macaroni salad?
Macaroni salad.
Yeah, me too. But I do enjoy the coleslaw, especially when a little bit of coleslaw gets mixed into the macaroni salad.
I can't believe the amount of people who will shoot yucky face at you you eat coleslaw.
That coleslaw, too, it used to be a natural color of green. I don't know what they're doing now, but it's like lime green or something. It doesn't look real natural. Are we going to keep going or not?
I think we should talk more about coleslaw.
Oh, how about this one? My dad worked at Windsor Salt, and needless to say, I don't have to buy salt or pepper anytime soon. Nobody likes a bragger.
That's pretty handy.
Oh, no, this is my favorite one of all. We'll end on this one, I think.
Okay, good.
My dad worked at a funeral home when I was a teenager. My first vehicle was a used funeral home van that they used to transport bodies in.
Oh.
My friends were too creeped out to ride in it. Kendra.
Ooh, Kendra.
Funeral home minivan.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a full-blown hearse. That would have been pretty cool.
Eh.
Maybe.
Although, everybody of my age knows a guy that at one time had a hearse, and typically he's not a guy that went on to great things. That sounds terrible.
Are you telling me there's no CEOs driving around in a hearse?
No. There's no hearse in their past. There, at no point did the CEO of a giant mega corporation as a teenager drive a hearse.
Well, on that note,
I should be heading her.
Thanks for listening to the Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of the Lawn Chair Profits stay in the dumpster behind the building by the rail yard. Classy.